It's the 4 o'clock hour on ESPN 106.3, fueled by Celsius, essential energy drinks.
As far back as I could remember, I always wanted to be a...
Josh Cohen, and home team.
This is Josh Cohen and the home team, streaming live worldwide on YouTube on ESPN West Palm Play. Presented by Hard Rock Bet, Florida's official sports book. This is ESPN 106.3.
Party like a rock star and live the life of a legend, because we are, and you know what, you should too. Every single day, above ground is a good day. It is the home team, and we are live on that afternoon drive. Like it says on I-95 in the HOV lane, live 4 to 6 on ESPN 106.3. We are live worldwide on smart speakers by telling them, play ESPN West Palm. And yes, that means your Amazon, your Google, your Nest, your Echo, your Dot, whatever. The ESPN app, you can find us under live stations. And as well, you can watch us on YouTube. On our new ESPN West Palm Play YouTube channel, hear the show, but also see us live in studio. It is a Sweet 16 time in the NCAA tournament, and that means the action resumes, both on the court and on our phones and in our wallets. There's money to be made tonight.
Mm-hmm.
We'll explain why. Sweet 16 means that there are eight games tonight. There are eight games to be played total, four tonight and four tomorrow night. And that means that tonight's winners play Saturday and tomorrow's winners play Sunday. And by the time that's done, we'll be down to just four teams. Tournament starts on Thursday at noon with a field of 64. And then by the time that you get to the following weekend, it's already down to four. It's only three weekends of action, which always makes me sad.
That's how I try to really compromise with my girlfriend. I say, listen, it's only 10 days. It is 10
days. But it's not, days. Though. But it's really not, though. It's even less than that.
Right. It's not 10 full days.
Right. Like last Thursday and Friday, we got hoops from noon till, 1 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
But tonight doesn't start till, 7:05. And then Saturday and Sunday are abbreviated, abridged again, because Saturday and Sunday you're only playing two games.
It is only four full days. That's really what it
That's really all it is.
The first weekend is four full days. You'll be watching sports on TV, whether it's college basketball, baseball, whatever, these next weekends. So you know what? You're right. It's only four full days.
Deal with it.
You cannot miss any of the four full days like
That's
I
right.
did.
Yeah. Plus, it's also opening day in Major League Baseball. And I know that makes you happy. I got to find my old MLB on Fox.
I got you.
Which is still my favorite of the network baseball. Like the ESPN one is good. And back in the day, NBC's was okay and CBS, but the Fox, the Fox MLB theme is, come on, that doesn't tell you it's time for baseball? The World Series on Fox, being presented by, right? The National League Championship Series on Fox. This just sounds like baseball.
This does sound like baseball without Joe Buck's voice over it, however.
Not the same.
Getting used to a little bit,
Not the same. Because Joe Davis reminds me of you.
Joe Davis is good.
Like I said, Joe Davis reminds me of you.
Nice.
But Joe Davis has a very kind of a this deal. You sound like you have a very similar cadence. Don't you hear a little Joe Davis in yourself?
A little bit. Before Joe Davis really got the national shine, I interned with a big Dodgers fan, and that's where he came from. And he's like,
yes.
When that news broke that Joe Davis was going to the big time, he's like, you're going to love him.
I don't love him. No. Much like you. I recognize talent and potential, but I don't necessarily care for.
People don't like how he gets animated a little bit all the time. Like, gets excited for a home run in the third inning as if it was
pick
the ninth.
You got to pick and choose your spots. Dodgers baseball, though, I'm sorry. That's Vin Scully forever and ever. So, Joe Day, even Charlie Steiner, who, by the way, sitting out because he got back fractures. But we'll come back to baseball because topic A today, once again, is more drama. It is more drama involving Draymond Green, and it is more head-scratching, wondering, is this really something that can be fixed? We talked about it ad nauseum when he was practicing mixed martial arts upon an opponent with throat grabs and choke holds and hip toss, judo move. We got a problem, Draymond Green. And you say, well, what do we care? We're in South Florida. Yeah, I know. And the Warriors just played the Heat. Warriors just beat the Heat, as a matter of fact. But this is a national sports market, and they are America's really big franchise team. The Kansas City Chiefs are kind of like the Golden State Warriors in that they're not the team that was traditional in the 80s and 90s with national base. They just had quite a run with quite a dynasty. The Warriors are not where they were in 2015, 17, 19. They're not, that's not obviously not the same thing. But they're that team that doesn't pertain to us, that isn't traditionally and had a great history of traveling well, as they say, with fans in every town. But instead, they're just relevant. Yeah. And they got the stars. You know, they've got the stars. And that was the Splash Brothers and Draymond Green. And then at one time, it was Kevin Durant. The situation with Draymond Green is that he's doing exactly what we talked about the last time. Do you remember what I said his problem was?
I don't remember per se.
Impulse control. His issue, as we talked about it the last time around, because he's had these suspensions, because what he's doing on a basketball court would be punishable by jail time if it were in any other workplace. The stuff that he did to Jordan Poole, the Superman punch, it knocked him out. If you do that where you work, not only are you fired, but you are likely going to face charges, criminal charges. Jordan Poole lost consciousness. He put him out. He sent him to the place where time does not exist. And that's his coworker. You say, oh, it's in practice. Doesn't matter. Imagine doing that where you work. Imagine someone doing that to your wife or your girlfriend or your daughter or your son or your husband. Imagine. You know what I'm saying? Forget it, it's all sports, because we always say, like, oh, sports, you know, boys will be boys and the men will work it out. It's still a professional workplace. It's still your teammate. But on the court, Draymond Green continues to have issues with opposing players and referees. He has, as I said, we talked about this, was it January or February? January. Impulse control. He can no longer control himself because he knows as soon as he's done it, that he shouldn't have. He knows as soon as he did the chokehold, whatever that was in January, that elicited the indefinite suspension. Was it December or January? He knew that he did wrong. And he tried to, he does a little flop thing. It's one thing when human beings do not recognize what they're doing is wrong. That's a problem.
Yeah.
That can be sociopathic behaviors. It's another thing when you have impulse control issues, meaning you can't fight this urge. You can't stop this urge to do what you, to say what you, and then you immediately know it was wrong and you try to cover yourself. You try to correct it. You try to fix it. You try to make up for it. Last night, Draymond Green gets ejected minutes into a game and not against some heated, hated rival with history. We're 4 minutes into the game. He gets ejected against the Orlando Magic. Take a listen.
And a technical free throw. Draymond's got to be careful here. Yeah. You already down Kuminga.
Well, Steph
got one tee early. Steve just took a timeout.
Yeah.
And you want to get away from Ray Acosta so this doesn't grow.
You got multiple guys from the Warriors bench just coming over just to make sure Draymond doesn't go over the line here. You got to watch out. He's letting them hear it. The officials are kind of letting him speak and say his piece. He got another tag.
AJ's gone. He just got ejected. With 8:24 remaining in the first,
that's a huge blow in this type of game
against this team.
All the size they got. Steph was reacting to it, shaking his head after Draymond got thrown out.
Steph is reacting, shaking his head after Draymond got thrown out. We would not be talking about this. This would not be leading off the show if it were any other player in the league. Any other player in the league, this is not a conversation. Do you know why? Because this is the only player in the league that doesn't seem to get it, that doesn't seem to understand. The move that he made that, you know, elicited the technical was one that was physically aggressive and flat out dangerous, not to the degree of previously. He didn't stand and square up and throw punches. Not as dangerous as it was when he got suspended indefinitely a few months ago. Certainly not what he did to Jordan Poole by throwing a perfectly executed Superman punch, which is a great way to win a UFC fight, but not a great way to work with your teammates in basketball practice. This is a story because it's one of those train wrecks that we can't look away from. You know those celebrities that were always in trouble with the law? You know those, oh, here we go again, here we go. This is a here we go again with a man who is smart. Draymond Green is a smart guy. And his basketball IQ is ridiculous. He is going to be a tremendous analyst. He's going to be a next generation Barkley. But damn it, the commissioner and the Warriors have to themselves both be like, we don't know what to do anymore. Because you don't seem to, it's not that he doesn't get it. He knows what he should and shouldn't do. He knows what he can and can't do. Problem is, impulse control, he can't stop himself from doing it.
But is, I mean, like you said, impulse control, can he be a great analyst? Can he function in a conventional workplace?
Yes, because he's not competing. Oh, you think like in case there's an exchange, a disagreement of words?
Yeah, a producer tells him what to do and he doesn't like it, or he tries to change something. Oh, no, I'm Draymond Green, I know what to do, and he tells somebody off.
I guess we'll find out.
Maybe not something physical, but says something verbal that just does not fly in a workplace off a basketball court.
That's a different conversation for when that day comes. But what we do know is that this is a bad look for the Warriors. It's a bad look for Steve Kerr. It's a bad look overall, because how many times has this happened before? You know, I say it, he knocked out unconscious. He could have killed Jordan Poole. You say it's just a punch. Well, no, more than a punch. It was a punch to the face of a professional athlete that knocked him unconscious, who then he immediately grabbed and held up because he's like, oh, no, no. It's like when you're a kid and you're fighting with your sibling, and somebody gets hurt, and real quick you play nice because somebody's about to cry, and you put your hand over their mouth and say, no, no, we're fine. And then mother comes in and says, what happened? No, we're fine, we're fine, we're good. You know that you did wrong. Draymond Green is putting the league in a tough spot, and he's putting the Warriors in a tough spot. He's putting his head coach in a tough spot. But even more than that, he's putting Steph Curry in a tough spot. Take a listen to Steve Kerr, who doesn't seem to really have control of this situation in the post game. A game, by the way, mind you, that the Warriors wound up winning. Listen.
Yeah, too bad. It was unfortunate. He deserved it. You know, he'll bounce back. I'm just proud of the guys stepping up.
Yeah, this is one of those, well, it's too bad, it's unfortunate, he deserved it. So at least they didn't lie. At least he didn't say, well, you know, the officials, they were a little over-anxious. They flat out said, it's too bad it happened. He did it. He deserved to be thrown out of the game. Thank God we've got other players on this team that understand that we've got goals. Like, for example, making the play-in. That's the first goal. You know what the second goal is? Not making the play-in, just making the playoffs. Their first goal is to just reach the play-in. These games matter a lot. And you have a veteran, smart leader, coach on the floor, who just can't stop himself from hurting his team. Because you can vent and go off on the ref, and you can take it out on a player and become overly physical and earn the technical foul. You're 4 minutes into the game. I can't imagine the play was that important.
No.
This is not a down the stretch. The score in the game, I think, was 6-4 or something. There were less than 10 points on the board, if memory serves me correct. You got to pick and choose your spots.
Yeah.
Right? This is not in the final 35 seconds in a tie or one possession game. What Draymond Green decided in that moment was, my need to express myself, my need to be heard, is greater than what this team needs me to do for them so we can win this game and stay alive in the search for a play-in opportunity.
Whatever the opposite of benefit of the doubt is for Draymond Green, he has it, right? Like, he is the opposite of the benefit of the doubt. If he is in a verbal altercation with another player, a coach, or an official, he is in the wrong.
He will get the opposite of the benefit.
Yeah.
Is what you're saying.
Whoever he's going against gets the benefit of the
doubt. He's guilty to proven innocent.
And he's put himself in this bed. He's got to lay in it now. Dude, your track record is years upon years upon years. You, in a bad light, deservedly so.
This is fine if he's a fighter or a golfer or a tennis player or somebody that competes on his own, like Nick Kyrgios, who deals with similar type related impulse issues in tennis. Draymond Green is a senior veteran core member of that organization and that team. When you hear that announcer from Bay Area Sportsnet, this is the cable home of the Warriors games that aren't national, say, and Steph is shaking his head. Steph is aware that cameras are on him. Steph is aware that the entire arena is looking at him. And he's shaking his head because it's his way of saying, come on, man. Are you bleeping me? I cannot. Because what it means is there's more work now for the rest of us. This is harder now for the rest of us. You're going to come back from this and join a team, and that's fine, that is trying to make this playoff. But you'll be doing so with somebody that let all of us down because you couldn't control your impulse. Your impulse to take action, your impulse to speak. And once you get teed and that referee makes every effort to just go away, the referee didn't tee him up, get in his face. The referee tried to say, let me help you with this. I'm going to go away. And Draymond could not, cannot let it go. You know the people that can't let things go?
Yeah.
We all know them. Sometimes it's us. Sometimes we cannot let, we want to make sure we're heard, get it across. Did you hear what I said to you? Did you hear what I said to you? Draymond Green, last night, put his team on the road in a very difficult spot. And that's why Steph Curry is shaking his head. And that's why you hear Steve Kerr say, thank God for the other guys.
Yes, yes.
Meaning we've got players here that are what a teammate should be. And a teammate should be someone that says, whatever's asked of me, let me do it. However I can help, let me help. Not because it's my job, but because we have our goals. Steph Curry, postgame, asked about the ejection. Take a listen to what Steph said.
What did you think of the Draymond injection?
All I say is we need him. He knows that. We all know that. So whatever it takes to keep him on the floor, he'll be available. That's what's got to happen. Especially at this point in the year. So it's a tough way to start the game, but I am extremely proud of every single person that stepped foot on the floor tonight and responded the way that they did, because back-to-back, you know, the team as physical as they are, we got contributions from everybody, and it was a beautiful team effort to respond the way that we did and get this win. Because we went and took it, and that's a big sign for us, a sign of growth to be able to respond that way.
What do you hear when you hear Steph Curry, that spot, answering that question and turning it into that answer? What do you hear?
Sounds like someone asked him that question six times over, and because that's what happened in the past 6 months or in this past playing career with Draymond Green.
What does he sound to you? What does he sound? Does he sound mad?
Exhausted.
He sounds tired.
Of the situation.
He sounds tired. And not from playing a basketball game. He sounds tired. He doesn't sound mad. He doesn't even sound frustrated. You can sound frustrated. And you can sound tired. And not necessarily do they sound the same. It sounds like someone who's just literally sick and tired of this bleep. He sounds exhausted. When this game was over, he hit a three to seal it, a dagger, if you will. And he motioned the nighty-night, the hands against the head like you're sleeping with your hands as a pillow. And he did it all the way down the court. And then when the game ended, he kicked over a chair. They didn't lose a controversial finish. They won a game without a dude they needed. And as soon as the game ended, he kicked over a chair. Have we ever seen, I don't remember ever seeing that before from Steph Curry, the baby-faced assassin.
And we use that same adjective to describe the reaction from Kerr, the reaction from Steph, the reaction from really basketball media in general. A couple of months ago when Draymond Green got the indefinite suspension for the chokehold he put on Rudy Gobert, they were tired then. How can you even multiply that feeling now?
The way that he speaks, in his voice you hear, it's not physical drain, it's emotional drain. He's just so over it. He shook his head as his teammate was being ejected. That's letting everybody know, I'm tired of this. I can't believe this. You know, some would say, hey man, don't do that. That body language is bad. It's negative body language to your teammates. Steph doesn't care. He doesn't care. He is completely over all of this. His answer went out of his way to point out, we got good teammates, people that I'm so proud of. He did what Steve Kerr did and said, yeah, I'm not going to focus on that nonsense. What he did, he shouldn't have. With the punishment he got is what he deserved. Over it. Instead, how about some shine for the guys that get it? How about a little love for the dudes who get it, that understand what we're trying to do and what the compromise and sacrifice is that all of us are. Dudes work way too hard for your core player to get himself thrown out 4 minutes into a game. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? So waiting in the tunnel for Steph Curry to arrive was Draymond Green with his hands in the, you know, sleepy game over night pose.
I saw it.
And Steph, as he's approaching, you wonder, is he just going to dap him up? Is he going to give him, is he going to, and Draymond, when I was waiting to make sure he gave him a hug. And so Steph gave him that hug and then he blew right past. Gave him the hug like, okay, yeah, but bro, and then just kept moving on.
Draymond needs to have some shame. He should feel shameful. He should be embarrassed when his team walks into that locker room during halftime and after the game. He should feel shameful because he's choosing to make decisions that negatively impact his team.
He should feel shame?
Yes, he should, in front of his team. Maybe not to the world. Who cares about the world? Who cares about the rest of the league? He's choosing to put his teammates, his team, this organization in a worse
spot.
He
has impulse control problems.
See,
just like I told you back in December and January and February, he has impulse control problems. A lot of people do. They know I shouldn't say this, I shouldn't do this, but I'm doing it anyway. And as soon as they do it, they know they shouldn't have. That is different from poor decisions. That is different from not knowing the line. He knows I shouldn't say, I shouldn't do this, but I can't stop myself. It's an impulse control behavioral issue. It can't be fixed. It can't be corrected. This is how he is and what he is. The league suspended him indefinitely. He went to talk to the commissioner. If that wasn't enough to, if that wasn't enough to get him to not go chase after the ref to get the second technical, you understand this ship has sailed. He's broken. It's not fixable. All those players talking about, I hope he gets help. I hope he gets help. Hope he gets the help that he needs. I pray for him. Kevin Durant, hope he gets the help. He's a dear friend of mine. They've now given up. They've given up on him changing as someone with impulse control issues. They recognize that that battle can't be won, let alone the war.
The physical stuff doesn't actually annoy me as much as the verbal stuff, because he has given like 20 seconds, 25 seconds of his teammates.
The physical stuff happens in the moment.
Exactly.
In the heat of the moment, in split second, you get hit with something, you throw something back.
That's where I buy the impulse control, quick little thing. You can't really control your body, or at least Draymond can't control his body to that extent. But you are being, dude, calm down. Dude, no, it's not worth it. Please calm down.
He can't control
people
himself.
That he should trust, he should confide in, are telling him to stop, and he can't help it.
He is a threat, a danger, if you will, to himself, but more importantly in this spot, to his teammates. He already knocked a teammate out with a Superman punch, again, pretty clean, pretty impressive Superman punch. Knocked him out cold. And then he now causes his teammates to have to do more, work harder, and do it without him in games like this at a time in the season like this. Tim Legler has our final say on Draymond Green. And Tim Legler says Draymond Green is what?
The only word that popped in my head is selfish. This is a selfish move to do this to your team when they desperately have to have you. Every single night is critical to the Warriors right now. Steph Curry desperately wants to make the playoffs, and you get yourself tossed into 4 minutes because you just can't stop yourself. You can't put the emotional brake on after you've already been given a tee, which should be enough to quell this and get through the moment. But here's the thing with Draymond. He just truly believes that these guys don't have the nerve. You don't have the nerve to toss me. And at some point, you get a guy on a certain night, they've had enough. And I do appreciate Kerr saying, you deserved it.
Yeah.
I appreciate that because a lot of times they haven't said that in the past, and he absolutely did. That's just an absolute selfish move to leave your teammates out to dry on a night when you have to have a win.
It's selfish. It is selfish. But this is not someone who is functioning with impulse control. Addicts, people with alcohol, with drugs, with sex, with gambling. Your brain is a very complicated machine. And your brain oftentimes tells you that you need this no matter what. And I need this right now no matter what. It may be sex. It may be drugs. It may be alcohol. It may be expressing myself to be heard to that referee. Whatever the case may be, the impulse, control, I don't think can be corrected. I don't think it wants to be corrected. He's currently doing commercials during the NCAA tournament for, I think, a cellular provider in which he talks about choices, and choices lead to this, and then you have fewer choices when you make bad choices. And then eventually you only have one choice, and that is to grow. And we're supposed to see him as like, oh, Draymond's making fun of himself, and he gets it. He's growing as a person. And by admitting that in this funny commercial for the cell phone provider, he is acknowledging that he needs to grow, and he's continuing to grow by just admitting it. And then this happens. I bet that commercial ran last night after his ejection.
Yeah.
And that's the irony that is hilarious to me. Coming up when we return, we got a lot of stuff to get to. Because, again, the Sweet 16 resumes tonight. Plus, it's opening day in Major League Baseball. We got Shaquille O'Neal, the great Shaq Diesel, claiming, get this, Shaq claiming that he wishes he could learn how to do what? Shaq wishes he could learn how to do what? And he's saying he wants to learn it from whom? This is an interesting yet hilarious take. Simultaneously, you'll hear exactly what that was. Plus, someone is saying Caitlin Clark should not be taking the Big Three's $5 million offer, let alone the Barstool one to play intramurals. Who said she should not? She got no place doing this. And why would that be? We'll get into all of that and more coming up next. First, though, CCAT reminds you, our ESPN West Palm YouTube channel, ESPN West Palm Play, is where you can watch this show right now. Watch all of our shows, special interviews, special content. Basically, we took all of our TV coverage and said, we're going to distribute it ourselves on YouTube.
And we added more than just what we had on TV in years past, because we now are live on YouTube as I live and breathe. As I speak right now, you can watch.
Is that right? As you live and breathe?
You can watch Josh Cohen and the home team every single day live on YouTube.
At 4 o'clock? Right here,
4 to 6 p.m.
It's amazing.
Whenever we're live, those cameras are rolling. You will get to watch the show. You'll get to see the facial expressions. You'll see the stuff we'll try to describe on the audio side. You'll see it for yourself. But apart from our live shows like LaVica, Theo, and Stone, and Josh Cohen and the home team, also stories from local sports around the area, stuff going on around the
office. How do I find it, CCAT?
ESPN West Palm Play at ESPN West Palm on YouTube, brought to you by Duffy's Sports Grill and Lytle Rider Smith, Ivy, and Fonrath. Watch us play.
Yeah, you just open the YouTube app, and then you punch in ESPN West Palm, and you hit subscribe. And then watch us, like right now on TV.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to throw up gang signs during the next segment. You'll see what I'm talking about. Coming up next, Shaq wishes he could learn how to do what, and he wants to learn it from whom. You got to hear this to believe this. And obviously, I don't think he's being serious. Home team, ESPN 106.3.
It's the 4 o'clock hour on ESPN 106.3, fueled by Celsius, essential energy drinks. Josh Cohen and the home team, streaming live worldwide on YouTube on ESPN West Palm Play. Presented by Hard Rock Bet, Florida's official sports book. This is ESPN 106.3.
Man, C-Cat is excited for Sunfest and Third Eye Blind. He's going to pepper you the next 36 days with Third Eye Blind in and out of the home team experience. If you want to keep playing Third Eye Blind, which, by the way, is a featured act headlining Sunday at Sunfest, you got to add Semi-Charm Kinda Life.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like their biggest hit ever.
Of course.
Yeah. Not sure why there's a one-shot on me. Who's producing the television today?
My friend Kylie.
Your friend Kylie?
Yeah.
Not our ESPN West Palm intern, but your friend.
Sometimes when you're sat in the same
not
room
our
four
friend,
times,
not our friend.
Become friends.
Not our friend, Kylie.
Not your friend.
Kylie, are you my friend? She nodded yes.
Wow.
Get off the one-shot, friend. Keep it just C-Cat and I. Thank you very much. You can always tell when she's directing the show. There's those fades. There's a lot of ISO shots. She's very ambitious. She's very, takes the initiative on her own. Unlike you.
Yeah.
South Florida's biggest Third Eye Blind fan.
Do what you're told. That's my motto, right?
That's right. Do what you're told. Coming up in a second, Shaq told everybody he wishes he could learn how to do what? And he wants to learn it from whom? Who might be a great teacher for this, but very little else. I'll tell you what that is in just a second. St. Lucie Battery and Tire. They're the best. You need batteries? They got batteries for cars and trucks and RVs, golf carts. For marine stuff like boats, jet skis, side-by-sides. Tires. Do you know they keep winning awards for being a top independent tire dealer in America? That's right. Family-owned and operated. The home of honest, reliable service since 1970. That means they've been taking care of people longer than any, well, not any, either C-Cat or I have been alive. Today's a day off for the other kids. If you need oil changes, and we all do, that's how you protect your vehicle. The dealership where you bought your vehicle, they keep telling you, come in for the oil change. St. Lucie Battery and Tire can actually get your oil change done quicker, get you in and out faster and cheaper because, you know, the cost of hourly labor at the other places. So I would do what I did if I were you, and that is see the difference it makes when you deal with a local family-owned business. That is what we deem the American dream. 17 locations now prove the American dream is alive and well, and its name is St. Lucie Battery and Tire. SLBT.com. Pop in or make an appointment online. That's what I recommend, because St. Lucie Battery and Tire is the home of honest, reliable service, and they have been since 1970. There's C-Cat back on the two-shot, your boy, Brother Love. When I say shot, two-shot, one-shot, if you were watching us on YouTube, you'd see what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
I look very brown today. I mean, I have a tan, but the lighting in the studio was such that it makes me look very brown.
You look shiny, too.
Well, that's my face serum.
Wearing bronzer?
No bronzer, no. But I do have a serum that's like a moisturizer because I have dry skin. So the serum is like, it claims it's liquid Botox, which is nonsense. It's a $10 deal from Amazon. But it does make your skin look smooth.
Ah.
Like, you don't see all the lines and wrinkles and such in my forehead, do you?
That's a good way to put it. It's not shiny. My head is smooth.
Well, it is shiny. Don't get me wrong. It is shiny, but it makes your skin smooth. It's a face serum.
I see.
Yeah. Do you not put lotion on your face?
I haven't put anything on my face.
Because you're 25.
Man.
That's why. And you don't live in the sun like I always did.
I don't even shave with shaving cream. Nothing touches this face right here. Shave dry.
What are you talking about? You trim up your beard without shaving cream?
Yeah, I got the electric razor. I just kind of...
So you use the clippers. You don't ever use an actual blade.
Right. Yeah.
So just say I never use a blade. Because if you're using a blade and you say you're not using shaving cream, we all know you're a freaking psycho. Like, we thought so before, but now we're convinced.
Or I just got great hand-eye. Nice sleight of hand that I can just shave.
No, sleight of hand is a magic trick, jackass. shaving, draw like a blade against your skin without any kind of lubricant, be that soapy water and or lotion, is psychotic behavior.
Yeah, you can see like...
painful, psychotic, bleeding behavior.
On the YouTube stream, you can see that I got a lot of bumps, red bumps on my neck, because I'm just not good at it either. So I just...
Also could be STDs.
Yeah. I mean, you can't rule it out, right?
No, you can't. These days, you never can tell. Never can tell. Shaquille O'Neal claims that he wishes he could learn how to do what? And he wants to learn it from whom? Take a listen, because clearly the big man is joking.
Who are the NFL, NBA players, no matter the age, that you would legitimately buy a ticket for to go watch because you find them entertaining?
Ben Simmons, because I would want to learn how you can make $80 million and play 55 games.
You're the last.
Teach me. Teach me how you can play 55 games in three seasons and we get $30 million, $40 million, and get another $40 million just by saying your back hurt. Get some nice and hot. Man up.
I saw a meme that said he's the NBA representative of the McDonald's ice cream machine.
He is. Oh my. He is.
Did he say 80 games and then say 30, 40, and 30?
Yeah, I didn't do the math.
Listen, okay, the first part of that we wanted to clip off, but we kept it, and that's okay. You hear the setup with Adam Lefko. Shaq is saying the one thing I would pay to watch is Adam is Ben Simmons, because I want to learn how to make $80 million. He said $80 million?
Yeah.
Okay, but how many games did he claim?
I don't remember.
Listen again, because I think, once again, Shaq's math may be faulty. And if so, they're going to play this on the NBA and TNT tonight and be like, Shaq, they're going to break out the chalkboard and be like, let's work. You know, math with Shaq is kind of like math with Tina. It's always an adventure worth taking. Listen.
Who are the NFL, NBA
55
players,
games,
no matter the age, that you would legitimately buy a ticket for to go watch because you find them entertaining?
Ben Simmons, because I would want to learn how you can make $80 million and play 55 games.
80, okay.
Teach me.
Ready?
Teach me how you can play 55 games in three seasons and we get $30 million, $40 million, and get another $40 million just by saying your back hurt.
Yeah, so. The numbers changed a little bit. The point he's making is, I really want to know how I can game the game. That's real money Ben Simmons has earned, and he has not played. He gets booed everywhere. He gets booed at home. He gets booed at the road. I'm at the U.S. Open, this past September as well, but September 2022. I'm watching Serena's final match ever. They're showing the celebrities in the crowd, and, you know, during the commercial breaks for people watching TV at home. And they're showing these celebrities, and there's Russell Wilson and Ciara, and of course Russ has his sunglasses on at night inside Arthur Ashe Stadium, and then they show Ben Simmons, and the entire stadium boos. He gets booed everywhere by everyone. I feel bad for the kid, to be honest.
You know,
because he is dealing with depression and anxiety. I mean, you saw him not want to take that shot. Remember that shot?
Yes.
You saw him not wanting to go to the line, not wanting to have those because it's just too much for him. It's just too much for him. He'll be better served and happier when he's no longer in basketball.
I'm more interested in how Shaq somehow found a way to turn that question into a shot at Ben Simmons. He must have walked into that interview thinking, how can I work this in?
Well, no, they're doing the podcast, and he gets asked, you know, who would you pay to see play? And Shaq sees it as going to a business seminar. Like Grant Carbone or whatever, Tony Robbins. Like there's a mirror, because Shaq is the consummate businessman. Shaq is, as Jay-Z once saying, well, probably more than once, but Jay-Z famously saying, I'm not a businessman, I'm a business man. The comma makes all the difference. Shaq is an industry. Shaq is a primary and principal. He's on the board of directors of many corporations, the owner-operator of many businesses. Shaq did the Magic Johnson be the lovable NBA star and then parlay that into your brand becoming a global brand of business entrepreneur enterprises that have nothing to do with basketball. I contest to this day, and I'll say it again, because I wasn't in a position then as I am now, perhaps. I've always been a branding guy. I've always been a marketing branding guy who wound up on the air somehow. I was a branding, marketing, advertising guy in high school and in college. I wasn't supposed to be on TV and then on radio and then on podcast and radio and TV. Radio Shack used to be in every strip mall, used to be in every mall in America. Radio Shack is where America went to get batteries for things, but also stereo equipment, but also things for your electronics and home devices. Radio Shack was ubiquitous. They used to run commercials during every sporting event starring Terry Hatcher and Howie Long. Radio Shack no longer exists. I don't believe there's a single brick and mortar Radio Shack anywhere in America. I do think the website exists. because it's easy. They should have realized the direction they were going and where digital was going, online, internet commerce was going. And they should have just changed the spelling of Shaq from S-H-A-C-K to S-H-A-Q and said, we are literally going to make it Radio Shaq, S-H-A-Q. You are going to be the face, the brand of. You are going to make us cool again. And you are going to save this. Instead, Radio Shaq is just gone. Just gone now. Yeah. They missed the gold. The man's name is your name. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
How do you miss an opportunity, Radio Shaq? Shame on you.
I also think Shaq is bitter because he's seeing Ben Simmons get all of this money from the NBA, the contracts that he signed, and not actually playing many games.
Mm-hmm.
When back in his time, obviously inflation and the valuation of the league, his contracts were not.
Shaq got paid. Don't get it wrong. Yeah. Shaq got paid, and Shaq got sneaker money at the height of the sneaker wars from Reebok. Shaq got paid. What he doesn't appreciate is somebody who just seems to keep being hurt and yet seems to just keep getting paid. He's like, yo, dude, just go play. What did he say there at the end of that? What did he say?
Get some freaking icy hot. That's what he said.
Yeah,
be a man. That's what he said.
Icy hot, be a man. Like, you got to play hurt. There's a difference between being hurt and being injured. And in basketball, you're going to be asked to play during both.
That's a great line. Yeah. Get some icy hot.
Get some icy hot. You understand that Shaq is an endorser of?
Icy hot.
Has a piece of which company?
Icy hot.
That's exactly. See how smart he is?
Wow.
He's a brilliant He's a brilliant businessman.
He's organic.
I know his jiu-jitsu coach.
Really?
Yeah, you do too, as a matter of fact. He's a member of the show.
Oh, that's right. He has his phone number. That's his biggest name drop in the contact list on his phone.
I was going to say, having his phone number doesn't equate being his jiu-jitsu coach. But Shaq Life was a reality show on TNT a couple years ago. And the director of it is a filmmaker named Rory Karp, who's a friend of ours. And so he calls on Dean to do zany stuff because he also does Dana White Looking for a Fight. So he said, Dean, I need you, Coach Shaq Jiu-Jitsu, teach him a lot. So the episodes are actually just episode of Dean and Shaq are hilarious because Shaq is choking Dean out. He shows him how to do it. But also just seeing Shaq laying on top of Dean's body, seeing Shaq's enormity on top of Dean is a hilarious visual.
That's good. Man, I want to meet Shaq.
You want to meet Shaq?
I want to meet Shaq.
Shaq's been on this show before. Shaq's been a member of the home team previously.
Yeah.
Shaq knows who we are. Shaq said, you got a great show. I said, thank you very much, Big Diesel.
What, do you think Shaq would like me?
Yes.
Yes.
All yes, right. Shaq would like you because you're goofy and he's goofy and you're silly and he's silly.
Maybe I shouldn't meet Shaq now because I can imagine that it goes well. Like, what if we don't hit it off?
What if you meet your heroes and doesn't work out?
Exactly.
He's not one of those guys.
All right, good.
No, he's one of those heroes it's safe to meet. Dean tells stories about being out in L.A. They went to the fights together one time. I think the fights were in Anaheim. And then Shaq hit him up and said, Coach, because Shaq calls Dean. He said, Coach, you want to go to the fights? Dean said they're in the SUV and they are going through the McDonald's drive-thru. Irony, they're talking about the milkshake machine. And Shaq is one of those people that apparently can fall asleep anywhere at any time without any notice. And they were going through the McDonald's drive-thru, and Shaq ordered what he wanted. And before they could get to the window, Shaq was asleep. And they weren't drinking. That Shaq rolls like that. Coming up when we return, who just said Caitlin Clark should not be involved in the big three, should not be involved, should not take that $5 million offering. And why? Why would that be? Is this hating? We'll find out coming up next. Actually, you know what? Now's a good time to remind you. I think it's a good time to remind you. Hard Rock Bet, legal in Florida. Hard Rock Bet tonight for the games, the tournament that is. Your bracket's broken, your bracket's no good, that's over. You know what's not over? Your ability to bet these games individually, parlay them, live wager them, in the middle of them, live wager, parlay them. Hard Rock Bet is so fun and so easy to sign up for. So quick and easy to deposit and quick and easy to withdraw. PayPal, Venmo, credit cards, link to your bank account, however you so choose. It is immediate to do. College basketball, for sure. But you got Miami Open tennis right now coming down to semifinals. Of course, the NBA, the NHL. You know how much I love to bet the NHL third period, team leading by 2 goals to score a goal in the third period.
Crack the code.
Sure did. Happened again last night, as a matter of fact. I'll show you my receipts if you don't believe me. Sign up now. Download Hard Rock Bet. It is Florida's only way you can legally bet on sports. And if Shohei Ohtani taught us anything at all from that whole ordeal, is that that's why you don't utilize anybody other than the legal, safe way to do it. And that's Hard Rock Bet. Download from the App Store. Download from Apple Play. Excuse me, from Google Play. Or just go to hardrock.bet. And remember, with your bracket being broken, that's okay. Because while that's busted, your first bet on Hard Rock Bet can't be. It's unbustable, basically. Meaning that whatever you bet, up to $100, if your first bet does not win, you're going to get a bonus bet back in that same amount. Again, up to $100. So say you bet $50 on a game tonight. It's your first bet ever on Hard Rock Bet. If it doesn't win, you get a bonus bet back for $50. Say you bet $100. Your first bet. It doesn't win, bonus bet back for $100. But try again with no risk to you. Hard Rock Bet, the best. Offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida, must be 21 plus and physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. If you're concerned about gambling, just call 888-ADMIT-IT. It's the home team, back in moments. Someone saying Caitlin Clark should not be playing Big Three, should not be taking that money. We'll find out why next. Home team on ESPN 106.3.
It's the 4 o'clock hour on ESPN 106.3, fueled by Celsius, essential energy drinks. This is Josh Cohen and the home team, streaming live worldwide on YouTube on ESPN West Palm Play. Presented by Hard Rock Bet, Florida's official sports book. This is ESPN 106.3.
Do you hear this jam?
Yes.
This is the Black Crowes as we are counting down to Sunfest. 40 years under the sun, May 3rd through the 5th. These would be the incomparable Black Crowes who featured Sunfest in 2001, hard to believe 23 years ago. Sunfest is the best party of the year. Water on the music front, 40 years under the sun. Headliners this year include Nelly, Billy Idol, Shaggy and The Fix on Friday, Cole Swindell, Young Gravy, The Revivalist, Ellie King, Dylan Scott, and more on Saturday. Revolution, Third Eye Blind, C-Cat's favorite, Dashboard Confessional, Modest Yahoo, Boys Like Girls, and many more on Sunday, including Cassidy Pope.
Oh.
From The Voice, who is a local from the Wellington area. Good news, your discounted tickets are here, Palm Beach County residents, for Sunfest. To show the love for Palm Beach County residents, Sunfest has a deal for you. You can save $15. And $35 on a 3-day pass. Got to take advantage of the offer by April the 5th. You can get all the information, get your tickets, and now by going to sunfest.com. There is no better party in the springtime anywhere in the entire Southeast than it is Sunfest. And the lineup this year is awesome on top of that. Counting it down, we are 36 days away. Counting Crows, featured act, 2001. Who was it that said Caitlin Clark should not take the Big Three's offer of $5 million to play with the boys? Well, that'd be Courtney Cronin, and she did this on ESPN's Around the Horn. Take a listen to what Courtney said.
Thank you, Clinton. Today we learned that Ice Cube, whose league, the Big Three, has taken the basketball world by storm, decided to offer Caitlin Clark a $5 million to play in the Big Three. Now, while this may seem like a cool idea to integrate her into this league, this is also undermining the popularity and rise within women's basketball within the WNBA. We saw Iowa and West Virginia garner 4.9 million viewers. Caitlin Clark doesn't need to do something gimmicky like this to continue the popularity, the rise of popularity in the sport we're going to see her in next year.
Agree or disagree that this would be undermining, as she said, women's professional and collegiate basketball?
I disagree, but I know where she's coming from. Like, I can see why someone might think that, but
she
I think
said, we don't need, it doesn't need, she doesn't need, and I get that, but it's not about a need. It's a case of, hey, wouldn't it be interesting to see her compete with the fellas in Big Three and then draw that audience to come over and see her and the other women execute? Because women's basketball has always been exciting. It's just now it's played at a level in which that people are recognizing, damn, why wasn't I on this all along? Women's sports, by the way, is on a major come up. There is money attached in partnership and sponsorship and rights distribution, but also beyond that in ticketing, there's money involved, of course, in sports betting.
I think making history is also kind of addictive, right? We see Caitlin Clark set these records both in men's and women's basketball in college. Why wouldn't she want to keep on making history?
It's Big Three. She's saying Big Three is doing it as a gimmick. They're going to use her, you know, to... Well, of course. I mean, of course Big Three wants her. They're not asking just any women's college player. They're asking her for a reason. There's a reason why NBC, Peacock, said, we're going to pay $110 million, whatever it was, for the playoff game. But it's got to be the Chiefs playoff game. It's got to be Saturday night because of the Taylor Swift connection to the Chiefs. Saturday night, not afternoon, not Sunday afternoon.
And she's taking the risk. If Caitlin Clark goes out there, lays an egg in the Big Three, that kind of hurts her own reputation.
Lays an egg.
Uh-huh.
That's right, Uncle Murray. I think that's going to be your nickname. With all your old-timey cliches, I think we should call you Uncle Murray.
Lays an egg? That's old?
Lays an egg is kind of something your uncle would say. Okay. Like your Uncle Murray would say. I just had lunch today with new partners of ours. And they spoke of C-Cat talking about something smelly. The man at lunch literally said, C-Cat said something smelly. And I said, yes, yeah, C-Cat's one of one. Coming up next, it is March Betness with Hard Rock Bet. Time to get into those brackets and quick picks for tonight. And more on the Draymond Green situation. People are questioning who, claiming it's their fault. You'll hear it next. It's the home team on ESPN 106.3.